USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. Seven states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A Democrat-backed provision to this year's military funding bill that would have opened the door to women being drafted will reportedly be dropped from the final version of the legislation. The American Principles Project tweeted, quote, "Thank you to Senator Josh Hawley and every other Republican who stood up and fought against drafting our daughters," unquote. The Missouri Republican dogged the proposal to the very end. The chairman and vice chair of the committee investigating January 6th on Tuesday threatened former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, with contempt of Congress charges if he fails to testify when he appears before the panel Wednesday. Democrat Chairman Benny Thompson and Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney issued a statement after Meadows said he would stop cooperating and would not testify. Meadows served as a Republican House member until he joined Trump's administration last year. And former Empire actor Jussie Smollett concluded his testimony on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
People came together on Tuesday to honor the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The superintendent of Oxford Schools in Michigan has declined Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last week's school shooting that left 4 dead and injured 7. Instead, the school district will hire another third-party agency to investigate the handling of the events that led up to the shooting. Kellogg's union workers are continuing to walk the picket line after voting no to a tentative 5-year deal with the cereal giant. 1,400 workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee have been on strike since October 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.